here's a story from The World.
Today marks exactly 6 months since the World Health Organization declared a public health emergency of international concern.
It has been a pretty incredible 6 months that we have seen. I think we can characterize the response globally as mixed.
That's the WHO's Maria Van Kerkhove today with the understatement of the summer. 6 months ago, globally, coronavirus had killed 170 people. Now that number is nearly 670,000. Not one of those deaths has been in Vietnam, however, which is where we start our show today. A strict nationwide lockdown there kept case numbers low. But now a small spike in coronavirus infections has the government once again leaping into action. The world's Southeast Asia correspondent Patrick Nguyen has been following the story.
Vietnam is seeing a small outbreak, and it is centered on that city of Da Nang, which is right on the beach. Very nice beaches, so nice, in fact, that a lot of Vietnamese have been going there because living in a country with no cases, they can be perfectly safe and traveling around in their country, even though the borders are locked down. So there was a small flare-up in this city during tourist season a few days ago. I spoke to Ba Linh Tran. He's an independent political analyst in Vietnam, and he described what happened next.
All the tourists tried to flee the city, and I mean, it was chaos at the city's airport 3 days ago.
So then all those domestic tourists, they went back home and they brought it to Hanoi, they brought it to Ho Chi Minh City, they brought it all over the country. And so now the country is on high alert, trying to figure out how bad the spread is. There's still a mystery in where did this virus come from, because the borders have been mostly sealed off. No foreigners have been allowed in for the most part. So we don't know the answer to that question, where it came from. They do say it's a different strain that they have not seen before, but we don't know much more than that. I think the good news, Marco, is with only several dozen cases so far, they can trace and track and try and figure out where this came from, and that's what they're doing now.
So if you're of a certain age, the city of Da Nang, now a popular resort destination, it's symbolic of the Vietnam War. It was an important U.S. base. Today, though, with people on the beaches and COVID in the air, definitely a different picture. So what will the government do about this spike?
They're going to be strict about it. All the tourists are told to go home and to self-quarantine. Airports shut down in Da Nang, bars and restaurants shut down. And in other parts of Vietnam, they're also reimposing mandatory mask rules. I mean, I think overall the government is just not screwing around. They didn't the first time. They're not going to do it the second time. Big picture, leaders at the highest levels are telling everyone to get ready to make more sacrifices. And again, here's Ba Linh Tran.
The prime minister has also made a statement, you know, now we have to act in a manner that is even more aggressive than what we did in the first wave.
Patrick, is it worth underscoring the fact that Vietnam is not a democracy and that what they've done and are doing could only happen in an authoritarian state?
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, if you were to come out and heavily criticize the government and say they're doing a horrible job, these things would be squashed fairly quickly. However, overall, you know, from the people I've talked to in Vietnam, it sounds like there's a real civic pride that's going along with the government's efforts. So in that sense, when everyone is putting on their mask, everybody is using alcohol gel, don't just give credit to the government. You can give credit to society as well for taking it seriously.
Still, though, Vietnam and the U.S. got their first cases in the same week, yet there have been no deaths in Vietnam. What are Vietnamese people doing that Americans are not?
When U.S. officials were saying don't wear masks, everyone in Vietnam was putting them on. They weren't waiting for the government to tell them to do so. So there's very high mask compliance. And they also have not been arguing about whether masks are a symbol of tyranny or government intrusion. This is something I talked to the political analyst Ba Linh Tran about.
We do not politicize the pandemic. So you say masks are masks, and that's it. They are not a personal liberty issue. They are simply protective gear.
And again, all the stuff that we know works, testing, tracing, they did it immediately. Vietnam has experience with SARS in 2003, so they've seen a pandemic before, although it was a much smaller one. Mm. So the public was already pretty spooked by that. all this testing and tracing that they're doing now with the second wave, the U.S. is finding it difficult to do that because it's hard to trace 4 million cases. I think what will happen next, Marco, is Vietnam and South Korea and Taiwan and China and Thailand, all these places will be more easily able to get any second wave under control. At least that's the hope, and get back to some version of normal. And that's something that the U.S. will be struggling to achieve.
The World's Patrick Nguyen speaking with us from Bangkok. Patrick, thanks so much.
Thanks, Marco.
From PRX.